To discuss the situation in Egypt, I'm joined from Detroit by Abiyomi Azikiwe. He's the director of Pan-African Newswire. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Azikiwe, first of all, how do you evaluate the choice of Prime Minister by Mr. Morsi?
Well, I think that he's attempting to build a national consensus by bringing in Mr. Hisham Kandil as the premier of the new government in Egypt. It appears as if he's attempting to negotiate with various political forces throughout the country in regard to establishing a new cabinet. This is probably the reason why there's been this delay until this coming Thursday to announce the new cabinet that's going to be seated in Egypt. Several parties have been consulted in the entire process. Some have agreed to participate. Others have declined to participate. And I think it's designed to try to build some type of national broad-based government inside of Egypt, because that is going to be necessary in order to tackle the myriad of problems that have been left in regard to the legacy of Hosni Mubarak over the last three and a half decades. So I think this process is somewhat a tedious process, but it's necessary in order to move forward in any type of stable governmental structure in Egypt.
And well, taking into consideration the fact that Mr. Kandil was in the cabinet of Mr. Ganzouri, and of course the new prime minister says he's having consultations ahead of the ahead of forming a cabinet. I mean, I'd like to know, with whom is he having consultations?
Well, in all likelihood, there's intense discussions that are going on with the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, because they don't want to create any more tension between the Muslim Brotherhood and the military apparatus in the country. Also, other parties, the more secular parties, parties who also may be Islamists but not a part of the Freedom and Justice Party, will of course have to undergo some consideration, and also some of the more nationalist organizations as well, who have a long tradition of politics in Egypt itself. So I would think that all of these forces would have to be consulted in the formation of this new parliament.
And of course, one of the things expected of a prime minister is that he should be able to help the economy. I mean, does Mr. Kandil have the experience and wisdom and the competence for economics, taking into consideration his activities in the irrigation ministry?
This is probably the reason why he was chosen. He is a U.S.-educated technocrat. I think that it's necessary for them to be able to relate to Western economic forces that have played a very dominant role inside of Egypt over the last 30-plus years. The economy is going to require a tremendous amount of work. First of all, the question of natural gas resources and trade with the state of Israel is going to be a very, very important aspect of the economic restructuring of Egypt, because this has been disrupted as a result of the mass demonstrations that have taken place since last January of 2011, and also the sabotage of the pipelines between Egypt and Israel. Also, the tourist industry is going to take an enormous amount of work to revive tourism inside the country, because this has, of course, suffered as a result of the instability that has occurred over the last 16 months inside the country as well. Then, of course, Egypt's role with the United States is going to be of importance in regard to the extension of investment, the role of the military, because that is very important in regard to U.S.-Egyptian relations. And also the question of debt. There's been an enormous amount of debt that has built up in Egypt over the last several months because of the stalled economy, the problems associated with tourism, the problems associated with the natural gas industry. So there needs to be some renegotiation between Egypt's creditors and the government itself in order to put it back on a sound footing.
All right, on that note, we'll leave it there. Many thanks to Abiyomi Azikiwe, director of Pan-Africa Newswire from Detroit. Thanks for your time there, sir.